Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LaCoques, and we're here today with Chris Whittlefield, certified registered nurse with a master's degree in science and nursing in anesthesia. So we're here today to talk a lot about Eat It Whole, which is something that you made in regards to whole foods and eating healthy and keeping your body and your mind healthy and in shape, correct?
Correct.
All right. So we're going to go into a little bit of how you got here.
So how I physically got to Tennessee?
Sure, we'll start with that.
I came to Cookeville, Tennessee because I played basketball at Tennessee Tech. So I was recruited by Coach Bill Worrell, came here, played 4 years, met my husband, and we stayed. I'm originally from Georgia. So got my nursing degree at Tech and went on to got my master's in Nashville in anesthesia. So that's how I ended up in Cookeville.
And as far as nursing and things of that nature, like, how did you find that field? Like, how did you love it?
I did. I feel like I have a servant attitude. I like to help people. That's kind of my basis. And I fell in love with the intensive care unit when I came into nursing school. And from there, I went to anesthesia. I love the critical thinking. I love the intensity. So from there, I went and got my master's in anesthesia and actually came back to Cookeville because this is where our family is and our kids are. So that's how I ended up in nursing, the field of nursing.
Well, and it's good to be where your kids are. That's yes. Kind of important.
Yes.
Mostly. Well, with nursing and things of that nature, did you work in Vanderbilt? Did you work here in Cookeville Regional?
So no, I worked here in Cookeville Regional. I worked in the intensive care unit and the cardiovascular intensive care unit.
Oh, wow.
For about 2 years before I went back to anesthesia school. And then went back to anesthesia school, came back and joined the anesthesia group here. And I've been here since 2004.
Oh, wow. And at what point did you decide to look into health and wellness and whole foods and all of that? How did that come about?
So that was kind of a life accident, I guess you could say. I've always been health conscious, I would say. I was always followed the latest fads, even the low diet, the, you know, whatever they preached back in the day. And then I had my second son, and he was diagnosed with a dairy allergy. I was breastfeeding at the time. And he was miserable, cried all the time, you know, just a very unhappy baby. I thought, what in the world am I doing wrong? I'm doing the most natural thing I can for my child, and he is miserable. So we went to the doctor, and he was diagnosed with a dairy allergy. From then, I kind of started diving into the research, like, what's wrong? Why, you know, why is he miserable? What's wrong with dairy? What's wrong with, you know, the way that I'm eating? And from there on, I found in love with the food passion. That also coincided with my job. I put people to sleep for a living, and I see patients daily that come in with multiple medications. Some people taking 30 plus medications a day.
Oh yeah,
You know, comorbidities, multiple comorbidities, hypertension, diabetes, morbid obesity, high blood pressure, and it's just frustrating because you look at these people and you're like, there is so much more. And through the birth of my son and my daily life, I realized that food, what we put in our body, is literally life or death. It can make or break us. And it is something that we don't respect or pay attention to as Americans, really and truly. So that's where I found in love with food and just started drastically changing the way I cook, the way I shop, the way I feed my kids. And my oldest daughters were like, you should start posting this on Instagram. Because I had a lot of other moms asking me, like, how do you do this? How do you cook? What do you make? How do you feed your kids without dairy? You know, that's just a shocker to people.
Right.
And so it actually started as a hobby, more of like a fun thing. And then it's just kind of gone from there. And people just ask more questions. And I want to help people. I want people to, you know, realize that it's not as hard as it looks to eat a whole food diet.
Very true. And it's, you know, I have clients who ask me all the time because I have two kids, you know, it's how do you get them to eat all of these things? And it's like, well, they're kids. They eat when they're hungry.
Yeah, know? Kids are.
No one's going to eat junk if you don't have junk in the house.
Exactly.
I mean, that's very simple. Now, controlling the husband is a lot more difficult than controlling the kids. He's the worst one out of the whole bunch, and he knows it.
Same.
Yeah.
If I had ice cream in my house, my husband would be 600 pounds because it's just, it's food thing. But you're right. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, if it's in your grocery cart, it's going to be in your body. Don't buy it. Don't bring it into your house because then you're going to be tempted with it every single day. It's in your pantry. And I mean, as much as you think you don't want to eat it, you know, when it comes to straight willpower, it's a lot harder to say no at the grocery store than no when you see it every single day in your cabinet.
Oh, yeah. Very, very, very true. So for those of you who are just joining us today, we're talking with Chris Whittlefield from Eat It Whole. She's a certified registered nurse with a master's degree in science and nursing and anesthesia. And we're going over different methodologies with food and her business, which is Eat It Whole. So you said your daughter has told you to post it on Instagram. Correct?
Yes.
How old are these kids?
So my daughters are 16 and 17, and they know a lot more about social media than I do. And I'm still learning to this day how to post and do pictures. And it's just a whirlwind. But yes, they are the ones that are like, you should start, you know, an Instagram post. And I did, and, you know, got some response of it. Started, people really enjoyed it. You know, it's free knowledge. It's just, you know, free recipes. I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose. I don't treat. This is just what I do, what works for my family, and what I believe is, mm-hmm. you know, the health to successful living. So, yeah, that's kind of how the Eat It Whole Instagram started.
And as far as, you know, impacting people's lives, okay, I mean, I know you do a lot with the farmer's market, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, because the downtown Green Market is actually where I met you.
Yes.
Yeah. It was, I think it was Jim Stockton who
He's
came
fabulous.
Over and was like, you have to meet Chris. I was like, Chris is very tall. I'm very short. It's a little odd. But no, it was great meeting you there. And, you know, being in that environment where we're pushing not only whole foods, but also local foods.
Oh, it's
you know,
invaluable.
And things that grow within 100-mile radius of where you live, which people think is a new concept. That's actually an extremely old concept.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
We really have to get back to the way our grandmothers cooked and our great-grandmothers cooked.
Yep.
Get back to the farm. And the fact that we have something here locally in Cookeville that they do grow organically, grass-fed, pasture-raised meats from Jay Stockton's Farms, and you can have a variety of fresh local produce readily at your doorsteps is a privilege. I mean, that's something that we take for granted, I believe, as Cookevillians, as Americans. Like, my family knows every morning at 8 o'clock I'm at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Because that is how my family's health is going to grow and become the better children, the better husbands, the better mamas, the better, you know, whatever they can. If I can give them the best to make their bodies be able to do what, you know, God has wanted them to do, then that's the asset that I have as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So the downtown Green Market is phenomenal. And even if you can grow your own produce, that's phenomenal. I don't have a green thumb.
Yeah, me neither. I do for some things. My daughter is incredibly adept at tomatoes. That's about as far as we go. So the downtown Green Market, yeah, total godsend.
It is.
100%.
It's phenomenal. It's
and
a blessing.
Anyone who's listening, if you haven't been, Saturday mornings, downtown Green Market, check it out. And you can also look them up on Facebook at the downtown Green Market. It is local to Cookeville. It's right near the center of town. And you can go there and get all kinds of fruits, veggies, meats, and all kinds of stuff. And Stockton Farms does incredible chorizo. If you have
yes.
never tried that, eat that thing. Oh my gosh. You will thank me later. So back to research and science and all of that stuff. You said your son got diagnosed with a dairy allergy.
Correct.
So what kind of research did you delve into to really try and figure out what was going on?
Oh man. So the dairy allergy, that kind of caught me off guard because we consume dairy forever. I just started with books, you know, Google.
Mm-hmm.
My education research process has gone very different in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started off thinking that anything that was labeled gluten-free was good for us. And it's,
oh boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Fortified with sugar.
Exactly.
Yep.
Learning just the trade-offs, learning how to read a nutrition label, learning how to realize that this, you know, read ingredients, what's a real ingredient, what's not a real ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
So I read about two things, and it's food and Jesus. That's what I tell people. That's just kind of where I went. And so the more knowledge I could gain, the more knowledge I was able to impart to others in my family. But that where I started diving in was really with the dairy allergy and realizing that, you know, we're the only species after infancy that consumes dairy, and dairy is a lot of problems for a lot of people. And the dairy of today is not the dairy that our grandmothers consumed,
no,
our great grandmothers consumed. And that's why I think we're having a lot of problems with it. So
Yeah, I've had a lot of clients who have told me that they have, you know, either a lactose intolerance or an allergy to dairy. And for some people, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've also had other people where I've told them, you know, you might not be allergic to milk. You may be allergic to what's been done to it.
Exactly.
Which exactly. In a big way is the same thing that I see in my office with gluten.
Yes.
You know, most people like don't have a gluten allergy.
No, it's,
you know, you're either celiac or you're not. And the bottom line is, you know, you're allergic to what's been done mm-hmm. to it. You're consuming something that has chemicals in it that are designed to break down bacteria, which is what you digest your food mm-hmm. with.
People underestimate the power of the gut.
Oh, yes.
And so back to the Downtown Green Market, you know, the more organic, the more whole foods, the more less processed foods that you can put in your body into your gut, the better off that you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just back to the anesthesia part. You know, just getting, you know, if you want to get off medications and stuff like that, it's just a lot of these comorbidities are strictly driven by diet and what you put in your body. And we have traded convenience for the kitchen. It's so much
yes.
easier to go to the drive-thru, to go sit down at a restaurant than cook a home-cooked meal. And that's where I think you're going to find health is getting back into the kitchen.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break, and we'll be right back after this with Chris Whittlefield from Eat It Whole.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We're here today with Chris Whittlefield from Eat It Whole, a certified registered nurse with a master's degree in nursing and anesthesia. So we were going over a little bit about different things that you have learned and different diets that you've tried. So, you know, in your opinion, based on the things that you've tried, what made you feel your best? What made you feel weird? What was good? What was bad?
So since I started doing the research, I stick to mostly, I would say, more of a paleo diet, dairy-free, gluten-free, natural sugars, you know, limited process. I read How Not to Die, that book, How Not to Die, and I went vegan for about 3 months. Did not feel good on that. I know some people thrive on vegan diet, and I think that there's a lot of power in plants and in fruit. I do not believe it is a whole diet. You can't get everything from that diet, so it's not really sustainable. You know, you still have to supplement B12. You know, you still need a lot of fat in order to dissolve those fat-soluble vitamins and stuff like that. So my favorite diet for my body and what we kind of do at home is we do more of a paleo, like a gluten-free diet, a dairy-free diet. I do not have white sugar in my house. I know that freaks people out. But,
bravo to you. We don't have it either.
No, we do maple syrup, like the real maple syrup,
yep.
Not the Aunt Jemima. For y'all, that's not maple syrup. It's just high fructose corn syrup that's colored. Honey, local honey.
Mm-hmm.
And we do sorghum, we do blackstrap molasses, all the natural sugars. We don't do white sugar at my house at all. So I did not feel good on vegan. I actually prefer, a higher fat diet.
Mm-hmm.
I like avocados. I probably eat an avocado a day, or at least a half an avocado a day.
Because you should eat an avocado a day because they're delicious.
They are delicious. But listen, 2 years ago, you couldn't get me to touch one. Just didn't like the taste of them, didn't like the flavor of them. Once I started realizing the benefits of them, I slowly started adding them to my diet. And now I eat one a day. And yeah, I could eat a bowl of guacamole and so could my kids any minute you put it in front of us, it's gone.
Nice.
So I prefer, I think people need to get out of the concept of breakfast, lunch, and dinner and think of it mm-hmm. more as meals. You could think of it more as, you know, what am I feeding my body, my nutrition, my body? And because breakfast is literally just dessert. People don't realize it.
In the United States, yeah. Yes. Breakfast, I mean, one bowl of cereal has like your entire 2 days worth of sugar in it. It's ridiculous.
And then it just spikes your insulin, and then you're just on a roller coaster from there on out. So we don't have cereal in my house. That's one of the things that I cut out, cereal. So what I eat, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is mostly, you know, meats, locally raised, farm raised, you know, eggs, chicken, whatever, and vegetables, any kind of vegetables I can get my hand on. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I add some fats and avocado. I usually like to eat avocado in the mornings because it keeps you full.
Yeah.
And it keeps your satiety level, and it keeps you, your bowels moving too. It's got lots of fiber. People don't realize that avocados have a tremendous amount of fiber in them. So that's probably my favorite diet. We don't do, you know, do gluten or dairy or sugar because
it just doesn't work well.
It's a huge inflammatory marker, and people don't even realize it. And then once people get rid of it, they're like, wow, what is this?
Well, and you know, it's different. It's interesting how different people react to different things. You know, you have some people who do incredibly well vegetarian, like you said, and you have other people who are like, oh, dear God, I need steak and I need it now.
Yes.
You know, I want to whack a cow on the head, walk it through a warm room and take a bite out of it. You know, and it's interesting how varied that can be with individuals. You know, one of the things I try to get my clients to do is I tell them, you know, I'm going to put you on a one ingredient diet. I don't care how many one ingredients you mix together, but everything starts off as one whole recognizable piece of food. And what it forces you to do is it forces you to cook.
Yes.
So, you know, and the thing is, the more you do that, the clearer your cravings become. You know, when you wake up in the morning, it's like, wow, okay, I need some eggs. You know, and then, you know, a little later on in the day, it's like, oh, goodness, I need to eat something fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, and it changes the way you look at food. And if I can get someone to do that for 30 days, almost always they never go back.
No, because you start feeling amazing.
Yes.
And your body stops craving all the processed stuff.
And a lot of times with cravings, you know, I mean, if you're craving sweet, typically you need antioxidants, which is why chocolate works so well. You know, if you're craving salty, typically what you need is minerals. You know, so it's a matter of changing the way you crave foods and recognizing what those cravings really mean.
Your body's amazing, and it can do its thing if you just let it and feed it right.
Yeah, it was designed to fix itself.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And given the proper tools to do so, it will. So, and it's incredible how that works. Well, for those who are just joining in, we're talking today with Chris Whittlefield, certified registered nurse with a master's degree in science and nursing and anesthesia. This is the big question. You have 3 kids?
4.
Oh, goodness. You are
17, 16, 5, and almost 3.
You are bold.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So with all of this food transition, because obviously this did not all happen before kids came along.
No.
How did that go?
Well, it's a battle. I'm not going to lie. And this has probably been, my baby's almost 3. So this has been a 2-year transition. And like I said, the first time I started trying to change my ways, I was just saying if it said gluten-free or healthy on the box, I'd have bought it and then, you know, just drastically changed. But now I've spoiled my family. Like, they can't eat out. They get sick or they don't feel good. Or my
that's
girl's,
so terrible.
If my girl's face starts breaking out when they, you know, go eat ice cream, and they're just like, they miss the home cooked meals. They miss the preparation and the wholeness, I guess. So I've kind of created a monster, really, because once you start cooking in the kitchen and you start really tasting flavors and your tongue changes, your taste buds change. I think it takes your taste buds like two weeks to start changing. That's what you want. That's what your body wants. And for my 2 and 3-year-old, like you said, if it's not in the house, they can't eat it.
Right.
So if they want something sweet, we go for fruit or honey, or, you know, I make their meals every day for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, my husband, listen to me, my son wants to, you know, eat school lunches and, you know, all the fun things that kids, you know, the little snack packs and stuff like that. And I'm not a stickler. If we go to a birthday party and there's pizza and ice cream, he can have pizza and ice cream at the birthday party. I'm not a stickler like that, but on a daily basis. And if it's in my house, no, we don't do that. We don't supply that way. So a lot of shopping, some of my favorite stores are Costco, Trader Joe's. I just discovered Thrive, which I know has been around forever. But they have a lot of single ingredients organic, you know, produce, not produce, but, you know, staples, nuts and stuff like that, that you can't buy locally.
Right, right.
Trial and error, I would say, too. I have done a lot of trial and error in the kitchen. I've probably done 10 different muffin recipes before my kids would eat it, you know?
Yeah.
And so once they eat it, I post it on my Instagram and, you know, let other moms try it out.
But with a picture of them eating it and be like, proof.
I have one of my son, I've not posted this yet, but like, you know, they love chocolate milk. Of course, chocolate milk is, there's more chocolate. There's like 60 grams of sugar in chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
And so we like mix that in the bud. And so I've been sweetening it with dates, date syrup, that kind of thing. So I actually have a picture of my son holding a thumbs up with my new sample recipe of chocolate cashew milk. So we'll see. But a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
And literally it not being in the house. If it's not in the house, they can't eat it. They can't crave it. They can't get their hands on it.
Right.
And it's a lot of just preparation. You know, just like you wake up in the morning and you brush your teeth or you pay your bills every month. You have to think about the food you're going to eat. You have to think about, what am I going to cook? Or what are we going to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just like, you know, back in the day when that's all they, you know.
You had to prepare.
Yeah, you had to prepare. And you have to make that a priority. People are like, how do you do it? How do I start eating whole? How do I start, you know, first of all, read the ingredient label, start buying it. Stop buying the processed stuff and start buying whole ingredients. And two, the second thing I tell people is you have to plan. I plan. I have a menu every week. Usually on Sundays, I sit down and I plan what we're having for dinner every week. And I cook once and I eat about five times.
Yeah.
So if we're cooking burgers that night, I make a bunch of burgers and I freeze them, or either I eat them for lunch. My kids, my girls take them for school lunch. I take them for my kids' lunch. So cook once, eat like five times. That's one of my rules.
Yeah. And egg muffins were one of the things that my kids and my husband and also myself, we all love, because I can do like three trays of those and stick them in the freezer. Oh my gosh. Everyone loves those.
It's so easy too.
Yes, it's so easy. And for everyone who doesn't know what egg muffins is, go on Google and just look up recipe for egg muffins. You will find more information than you ever wanted to know about how to make scrambled eggs in a muffin tin with all kinds of fun additives and ingredients and stuff.
And it's great breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. We love breakfast for dinner.
Yes. Breakfast for dinner is the best.
It's almost better than breakfast.
And so with your kids and cooking with them and all of that, do your daughters get involved in the kitchen at all?
So
with trying to help out, or
they clean. My daughters are fabulous at cleaning up my mess.
Okay.
That's kind of their one chore, one hobby. No, they don't really get in the kitchen much. They kind of, I will leave them instructions. So like when I'm on call to try to get them, you know, hey, this is how you cook. I will leave them instructions and say, this is dinner for night. You finish it or you fix it. And they, you know, learn that way. Now my sons, the biggest way to get kids to eat healthy, I feel like, is what has helped me and my family, is get them in the kitchen.
Yes.
Let them help, get them hands on. When, like this morning, my son, my 2 year old, under very well supervision, made scrambled eggs with me. Okay. He cooked them on the stove, which I could never get him to eat scrambled eggs before. He just would never eat eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So once I started letting him cook them, he'll eat four in the morning.
Oh yeah.
So, and same thing with my son, my older son, my 5 year old. He's, you know, a little bit tricky. But once we started making my sweet potato muffins, oh, he loves them. And so the more you can get them in the kitchen helping you, it's their prize at the end of trying it. So that's what
I think. And, you know, with kids, it's, you know, they've done the work and now they want the reward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way I got my oldest daughter to, you know, get into eating tomatoes, because prior to that, she hated tomatoes. And I knew it was a texture thing. And so what I did is I got her a cherry tomato plant. And, you know, she started it from seed, and this thing got ginormous and took up like
whole
corner of our yard. And she would go out to pick them and come back in and be like, oh, look, that's all we got. I'm like, you mean we only have 10 off that giant plant? She's like, well, the rest may have gone somewhere.
I ate them as I was picking them.
Yeah, she ate them all.
Yeah, it's a sense of accomplishment.
But that whole idea behind, you know, having them grow it and having them take care of it and having them nurture that plant, you know, they put in all of this work and they want to taste it.
Yes.
They want to eat it. And cooking is the same way.
Yes.
You're 100% right. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this interview today. But real quick, how do people get a hold of you? Do you have a Facebook? We know you got an Instagram.
I got an Instagram. So on Instagram, it's eat.it.whole, at eat.it.whole. on Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's eatitwhole.tn for Tennessee. And then I'm actually doing a cooking demonstration this Saturday, 9:30 at the Farmer's Market. I'm going to teach y'all how to make a very creamy, delicious pasta sauce made out of zucchini.
Who's providing the zucchini? Do we know yet?
I got it from Fall Creek Farms. I've already bought it.
Okay.
From the downtown market.
Okay. We like Fall Creek Farms. They're great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Chris. This was a pleasure. And for all our listeners, I hope you got a lot out of this and that you have learned how to take baby steps towards eating at home.